How would you call cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. You're going to love the rest of these, too. How would you call calves to get them to come in from the pasture?
I don't know.
Okay. How about sheep?
Same thing.
Horses?
I didn't know you. I mean, really, I didn't know you could call all these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it would be.
I tell you one thing that you can do. It's not on here, but one of the things that you can do for cows is just to go moo. No kidding. If you do it right, they'll all turn around and they'll come.
Really?
I've done it. Yeah. It's scary. All of them start coming over. You know, I don't know what I'm saying, but it works.
They like to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know of anything that you would say to a cow to get it to stand still during milking?
No.
Okay. What would you say to a horse or a mule to make them go right or left while you're plowing?
I have no idea.
Okay. What would you say to a horse if you're riding him? To urge him on?
I don't know, but everybody else says, giddy up.
Okay. Would you say that after he's already moving, or would you say that to get him started, or both?
Probably both, I mean.
Okay. What would you say to make him stop?
Whoa, I guess. That's what I heard.
Okay. What would you say if you were going to try and make him back up? Okay. Oh yeah, how would you call hogs to feed them? How about chickens? How would you call chickens?
Well, I've always heard them, yeah, chick, 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 you know,
okay.
Something like that.
Okay. It's funny, everybody knows. You know,
most
people know that one.
Yeah,
maybe
others, you've heard, that. I mean, that's the one probably that you've heard, because some people do have chickens. In town, you know, that's about what they have.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. Come think of it, I knew a couple in my hometown. They had a little garden out back and they had chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard her call them chickens that way. Huh, I guess that's true. Before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to put a thing around his shoulders so he can pull a wagon. What do you call it thing that you put on shoulders?
I don't know. Is it a harness?
Okay. When you're plowing, what do you call those leather things that you hold the guide on with?
I don't know.
Okay. What if you're riding the horse? Riding horseback. What do you call those leather things that you hold in hand to guide them with?
Is it the rings?
What?
The rings? Or the rings or something like that. I don't know if that's the right name, but that's something that has to do with all of that.
Okay. Okay. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
The stirrups. Stirrups.
Okay. If you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in first?
I don't know what you call it.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good problem.
Okay, if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little off.
A little ways off.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a to go before dark.
Couple miles or something.
Okay, if it was more than 2 miles, say it was 50. You say you had a